Hey, Elissa Walker Campbell, we are back with you at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show on this Friday night. Of course, our NFL news and notes coverage continues as we gear up for another big weekend. Such an honor to have joining us this weekend on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. That is Super Bowl winning coach, the great Dick Vermeil. We invited him on the program this evening to talk about two of his former teams in the Eagles and the Rams. And of course, we want to find out the latest with Vermeil Wines, because you know what? The holidays are just around the corner, and he's going to hook you up. Good evening, Coach. It's great to have you on. We've missed you.
Oh, it's great to be with you guys. I'll be there in October.
Okay, we're looking forward to it. Well, get us up to speed. The 2016 NFL season, I think it's off to a great start, and I wanted to, one of the reasons we have you on tonight is we wanted to highlight some of your former teams, and of course, let's start with the Eagles. They are 2-0. They got the big game on Sunday against Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers, and all I can say is go Eagles, because they certainly look like the real deal and have exceeded expectations. What say you?
Well, there's a big difference between the teams that the Eagles have played, okay, already, in the Bears and the Browns, maybe two of the worst teams.
Right.
But struggling teams anyway, and they were last year as well. Now, Pittsburgh, a much, you know, different organization. And I think early in the season, you got to be careful of saying, well, the Eagles are a young team. They've beaten two losing teams. They can't beat a team like the Steelers. You know, no one's a playoff team today. They've got to play 16 games normally to get into playoffs. Uh-huh. And I think the Eagles have to be very careful of giving Pittsburgh too much credit based on reputation. And I really believe the Eagles, as they're playing now, and their strength is their defense. The strength of Pittsburgh is their offense. And I think they might be able to keep the game close enough so a few good plays in offense could win it for the Eagles.
Okay, so you talk about the strength for the Eagles of the defense, but we got to get your overall evaluation of Carson Wentz. His production so far, he has made quite an impression. And obviously, what I've noticed is that the Eagles, they have a tremendous amount of trust and confidence and comfort level with him.
Oh, they do. You know, and first off, I can't say anything different than's already been said. Okay, everything's very positive about the kid. He's ahead of the game, you know, beyond expectations. Though when you move up to do what they did, a bold move to get up to second pick, give up a lot, and then draft him, and let go, I think, an all-pro quarterback to go play for Minnesota in Sam Bradford. And he proved that the other day.
Yeah.
That, it's a big gamble, but I think it's going to pay off. From what I have seen, I'm very, very impressed. I went back thinking, over the years, what rookie quarterback just jumped in and started like that? Of course, Ben Roethlisberger did. Dan Marino did. But, Ben and Dan, when they started, the offenses were different than they are today. And even Ben admitted that in the paper this morning. It was defense and great run game then. But now it's passing game and the quarterback. And it looks like Carson Wentz is starting faster than they did.
Legendary NFL coach Dick Vermeil is with us tonight at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to connect with you. Join us at Twitter at E Radio Sports. And, of course, you can go to our podcast page at podcastarena.com. And, you know, Coach, you were just talking about some of the comparisons that are being made. Is it too early to make a comparison with Carson Wentz, like a Ben Roethlisberger from, Ben's early years in the NFL?
I don't think it's too early. I really think this kid is something special. And because he played at North Dakota State, they play that down. But he played on real good football teams here. And they proved by beating Iowa a week ago, they're no fluke. So I think we've got to take and go with what we've seen. And he's playing very well. Quarterback efficiency rating over 100. He had two touchdown passes dropped in the game the other night. Mm-hmm. Just imagine what they would be saying if they hadn't dropped those passes. So let's give him credit. And I think he's the kind of kid, attitude-wise, maturity-wise, that can handle it without ego getting involved. I think he's basically a humble, what you see, what you get type of kid, young man that is. And I think we hit a home run. And hey, all credit goes to the Eagle organization.
Yeah, Carson Wentz, he's got a terrific disposition. You talk about his maturity. But why do you think he has been able to cross over from North Dakota State and make such a quick transition in the NFL? That's remarkable in itself, Dick.
Well, first off, it's physical attributes. Size, speed, okay, and throwing arm, and he's proving he can throw the ball accurately. Secondly, he's a very, very intelligent kid, so nothing is beyond him mentally. I think also when kids grow up in the North Dakotas and the South Dakotas and some of those states, they grow up in a little more real world.
Yeah.
And even though they're great athletes and everything, it doesn't distort their egos. And I think they mature a little quicker in that environment, and they don't get a distorted opinion of themselves or the big things that happen around them. So I really think they're And maybe I noticed this even when I was coaching with kids raised by military families. They just sort of think differently. And I think I've coached some kids out of the Dakotas and some of those smaller states, and they just think differently and they respond a little differently.
You know, we highlight Carson Wentz, but it is interesting as you look across the league. I mean, rookies don't always make an immediate impact in the NFL. So tell me this, Dick. I mean, what kind of methods did you use to prepare rookie quarterbacks to help them get ready?
Well, the first message I would say, first off, he's very fortunate to be in a scheme that's proven, being coached by coaches that have coached the same scheme for a long time. And it has all along been quarterback friendly. Okay, it has all along. And I think there have been other kids picked in the first rounds that were unfortunate. They were victims of the system and the coaching they got, and therefore they failed. Or they went into a system with an organization so short on personnel that there's no way the quarterback could play like he had the ability to be, a la Sam Bradford.
Mm-hmm,
you know?
Yeah.
And but I think you've got to forget this kid's a rookie and coach him, let him play. That's all. He's yours, and it doesn't look to me or appear to me that they're holding back. And I think if I were coaching him, just like Kurt Warner with Mike Martz, we got going and said, we're going to coach him as if he'd been playing 10 years. And it puts pressure on him, but Kurt Warner handled it, and it looks like Carson Wentz is going to be able to do the same.
Okay. Super Bowl winning coach Dick Vermeil is with us tonight at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. We are interactive, and we love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter, at eRadioSports, and go to podcastarena.com. You can listen to the entirety of this interview. And all the years, Dick, that you spent in the NFL, what do you think is the key component with predicting whether or not a quarterback is going to be a success or a bust in the NFL?
Boy, I'll tell you, if I had that answer, I probably wouldn't be sitting here. I'd still be working. Someone wouldn't let me retire.
All right.
You know, but I think some people have a better sense, a better inner feel for what it takes to be a quarterback, and they better recognize it in the evaluation process of the people that they see. More people have failed with quarterbacks than I think have succeeded. I mean, you just thought, you know, Brett Favre just went in the Hall of Fame. He did not start out with the Green Bay Packers. Steve Young did not start out with the 49ers. They moved into a system with people that understood what they wanted of the quarterback and recognized this quarterback could do it.
Uh-huh.
And then they give him the opportunity and surround him with the people that will allow him to do it. I think it's getting a little tougher in that practice times are restricted now. So the young quarterbacks, unless you're a first-round pick, don't get a lot of preparation time. That's why I'm so impressed with the kid at Dallas right now. To me, he is very impressive.
That's
every
Prescott.
Bit as impressive as Carson Wentz. I'm very impressed with that guy. And what was he, a fourth-round pick?
Yeah.
But he came into a situation of need, and he got all the work.
Well, let's take a look at the Los Angeles Rams, because here they've got a rookie quarterback in Jared Goff, and this is one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, coaches. I mean, do you agree with the Rams taking a slow, cautious approach with him? I mean, let's not forget he was the number one overall pick in the 2016 draft. He's got to get some reps,
right? I don't
know.
They've lost 4 years in a row there. They've had nothing but offensive troubles. They fired a number of offensive coordinators. I think the future is now. If he's going to be their quarterback, they better play him. If not, they better, you know. First off, they passed up Carson Wentz, and he's played lights out for two games, and this guy didn't even suit up. You're talking about it. The Rams didn't even suit up in the first game. That's disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, personally, I think, hey, put him in and let him play. How could you score less than they have scored? They haven't scored a touchdown two games.
Yeah.
How could you score less?
Well, they've got to make some changes, and it certainly has been. You know, when we look across the league, it has been the year of rookie quarterbacks. So, I mean, if you're coaching Jared Goff, I mean, what advice do you give him on learning to be patient within the system? I mean, it sounds like from what you're saying, you'd already have him out there on the field.
I would. You know, Jeff has got more experience as a head coach in the league now than I do. And he's been around a long time. He's a fine coach. But he just has not been able to put an offensive football team together and a team that plays consistently week in and week out for one reason or another. Normally, they just don't have enough personnel. So they have to go back and find out why they don't have enough personnel, then find out if they have enough personnel, then why aren't they winning? But, you know, no one's asked me my opinion, but if I did what the Rams did to get that quarterback,
mm-hmm.
I think I'd have him playing right now. And find out I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Okay? But you don't find out much him sitting on the bench or not even suited up.
The conversation continues with legendary NFL coach Dick Vermeil tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Come on back.